Dear Ferdinand, I could lament, as many people have done, over the fact that you died before you could explain your ideas on semantics, but I won't. I am not sure that it would have changed the course of history in linguistics, as most of its rudiments, as formulated in courses of general linguistics, have left their mark on the study of semantics anyway. Blumsfeld did a very good job in introducing a behaviorist approach, and semantics ever since has been persistently dominated by a formal discourse which was derived as much from psychology as it constituted psychological disciplines itself. Even in his attack on behaviorism, Chomsky's mentalism reaffirmed this bond between psychology and linguistics. He gave this bond a firm biological ground by suggesting a genetic established grammar programmed in the brain of human beings. After your death, there have been a great many attempts to undo this exclusive psychological conceptualization of language. But these attempts never were able to reach beyond the point of constructivism, increasing the boundaries between nature and culture, by dissolving nature as a construct of culture. Except for Chomsky's rather questionable genetic capacity for grammar codes and Edmund Leach's firm belief that cultural inventions always rest on biological foundations, there does not seem to be a human thing called nature anymore. Nowadays, the natural state has become a sole privilege of animals, who in fact suffer quite a lot under this predicament. There seems to be a strange, ironic glow on the horizon, a trick of nature that happens to be the result of human interference and, as a metaphor, it reminds me so very much of the principal idea of general linguistics. I will explain it by an example. The cows we use for consumption now have developed an illness dangerous to human beings as a result of a food mixture that contains sheep brains. The infection resulting from this BSE is not a virus or a bacterium, but transmitted to what is called a prion. Now, a prion cannot be destroyed. It survives everything. But what is more important is that it reproduces itself without any genetic capacity. That's to say, it copies itself. Now, it seems unthinkable to view language as a self-copying prion, but in general linguistics, it seems to have finally reached this status. The prion of language is one of the strangest capacity ever invented by humans. This prion is called mimesis. You yourself formulated it as one of the premises of language, that is, language is not the function of a speaker, it is a product that is passively assimilated by the individual. It never requires premeditation, and reflection enters only for the purpose of classification. Indeed, language has been separated from speaking it, as you note, and in it we can separate the social form from the individual. But can we? And in how far is this social side of language too assimilated passively? You propose, it is the social side of speech, outside the individual, who can never create or modify it by himself. It exists only by virtue of a sort of a contract signed by the members of a community. Moreover, the individual must always serve as an apprenticeship in order to learn the functioning of the language, a child assimilated only gradually. This general premises still goes further, as it seems that we, as individuals, are unable to choose the signifier we use for any particular idea, or, as you say, no individual, even if he willed it, could modify any community at all, the choice that has been made. And what is more, the community itself cannot control so much as a single word. It is bound to the existing language. Now, I do not think that that is very important whether these statements are agreeable or not. Rather, I would like to observe some elements that are created through this mystery. One important element is that it is through the notions of mimesis that the arbitrariness of signs has been constructed. And whether or not the arbitrariness of signs is a convincing or a convenient operation in language, it does matter. Why? Because through the concept of arbitrariness, individuals and communities seem to be constructed. Let's have a closer look at this mystery.